The development of anti-cancer treatments has resulted in the creation of chemotherapy drugs with an oral application. These drugs are often the most preferred method of care compared to taking the medication intravenously. And as healthcare providers phase out the use of intravenous drugs, the oral dose is sometimes the only available option. But according to Senator Jill Vogel, some insurance providers will only pay for the intravenous treatment, putting patients in a difficult position. So Vogel sponsored legislation to change that.
It was something that I thought we'd really have to fight to get through, and it almost didn't make it because, as you can imagine, there were lots of healthcare people on the other side, insurance companies and the like, who wanted to keep the status quo. And they can argue, oh, this is going to be, you know, cost prohibitive. But once real people came in and told their stories and said, unless you're independently wealthy, you have two options, either die or, you know, try to go to another state. And that's just not practical.
Her bill, which is now on Governor McDonald's desk, makes insurance policies consistent so that both forms of chemotherapy treatments have the same criteria. It will apply to state and local health plans and other insurers. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.